Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Hey, if I sound a little different today, a little lispy or something like that, it's because I just got out of the dentist's office here. How long has it been now? About 3 hours ago. I've actually waited a while before I did this to make sure I didn't bite my lip or something. The right side of my face is still numb. Well, we thank the Lord for such, do we not? But it's still sort of funny. But if that's the reason I sound sort of weird today, you know, may it be so. So we are in Revelation chapter 14. And in the previous episode, we saw an angel flying in mid-heaven. Remember that? 14th chapter, verse 6 says this: I saw another angel flying in heaven. And so I didn't make a big deal about this the last time, but this another angel, what does he mean by another? Well, John's been having encounters with angels, right? He's been having encounters with beings. So he's saying, I saw this other one, another being, another angel, flying in mid-heaven, having an eternal gospel to preach to those who live on the earth and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. And he said with a loud voice, so this is the angel, this is what he said: fear God, give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heaven and the earth and sea and springs of water. Now we press on, verse 8. And another angel, a second one, followed saying, so hang on a second. You know, it's interesting because he's talked about seeing an angel, then or someone, another being, another entity, and then he would see another one. But here, he's actually defining numerically. So he sees one, and now he says, I see another angel, a second one. So he's counting them, one, two. And in the next verse, he's going to see another angel, and he's going to say a third one. So what does that tell us when he says, I see an angel, I see a second one, oh, I see a third one? He's actually counting these things. And we've seen counting, seven seals, right? Seven trumpets. We've seen this type of thing going on. He's given us some clear things. So the second angel says this: fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, she who has made all the nations drink of the wine of the passion of her immorality. So, as we've been doing, let's just pay attention to the facts. Pay attention to the facts. What is the angel saying? The angel is saying, well, fallen, fallen. Something has fallen here. Or something is fallen. Or something is about to fall. Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. So what is it that's fallen? Well, Babylon the Great. Well, what question does that beg to be asked? Yeah, exactly. What is Babylon? And you can do cross references in the scripture to see Babylon, and you'll see this and you'll see that, and it's all good, all fine, you know. But what is it precisely? Well, we can't exactly say yet in this time, this period of Revelation, because we're actually going to see more about Babylon in subsequent chapters. Okay? We're going to see, as a matter of fact, much more about Babylon. I'll give you a couple of hints, okay? I'm not going to leave us hanging on these things. Well, most of the time I won't. Sometimes I will. Babylon is not necessarily just one thing, okay? We've already seen where Babylon was referred to as the city where they crucified the Messiah, as Jerusalem, right? And that usually rocks people's world when they see that, because they've never seen it before. But Babylon is also an economic system. Okay, we'll see more about that. Babylon is also a religious system. Maybe limited economically and religiously to one particular thing. Babylon is also a location. A lot of times people come on and say, oh, it's Rome. Not necessarily. People come back and say, well, it's the actual city of Babylon. Perhaps, but not necessarily. What we know from this verse right here, this angel is proclaiming Babylon, Babylon is fallen. And it's Babylon the Great. But then we get more insight into it. She who has made all the nations drink of the wine of the passion of her immorality. So there's something involved with immorality. It's something involved with a she. Okay, it's being described as a female type of descriptor thing here, as the one that's made all the nations, the earth dwellers, to drink of the wine of the, and New American Standard says, passion. It really means this, the wine of the wrath of her immorality. So keep this in mind as we continue to read. Now, listen to this. We'll get started on this. We probably won't be able to finish it. Next verse. Then another angel, a third one, followed them. Well, who are them? Well, angel one, angel two. And this angel says with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed in full strength in the cup of his anger. And he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment will go up forever and ever. They have no rest day and night, those who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. That's what the third angel is saying. All that. One last verse, verse 12. Here is the perseverance of the saints who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus Christ. We've seen that phraseology before of the perseverance of the saints. Why are the saints having to persevere? Because they're still in the midst of this, folks. In other words, hang on to your faith, press on your faith, keep the commandments of God, keep the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, big picture, and then we'll talk more detail about it in the next episode. What is going on with these three angels? I think they're warning. I think they're warning the people of the world, because remember what the first one said, okay? What did the first one say? He said, fear God and give him glory. Worship him. It's a call for them to repent. Then the second was saying, why? Hey, Babylon is fallen. The one that's made all the nations to drink of her immorality. And then the third one is a strong word of warning. If anybody worships the beast, if you worship the image of that beast, and you receive this mark on your forehead and on your hand, then you're going to drink the wine of the wrath of God. And so I'm thinking, hey, you know, what would be the point of this word of warning if they have already done it, received the mark, et cetera, et cetera? It's a word of warning worldwide not to receive this, not to take this. And then the description, okay, the description of the wrath of God, we'll have to get into that in the next episode, okay? Because there's some things that I'm always pointing out and saying that come out of this description right here. Well, anyway, hey, thank you for your patience with me as I lisp along today, okay? And I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.